It's Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Justice Department submitting notice to reclassify marijuana from a Schedule 1 to a Schedule 3 drug. That lower classification would put marijuana on the level of steroids or ketamine. President Biden, in a video message on social media, says it will also reverse long-standing inequities in criminal sentences.
No one should be in jail merely for using or possessing marijuana. Period.
The proposed rule is subject to a 60-day public comment period before the DOJ makes the final scheduling determination. Michael Cohen, the former fixer to Donald Trump, back on the stand in the hush money criminal trial. Defense attorneys are trying to poke holes in Cohen's testimony and credibility, claiming that Cohen lied about key evidence, including Trump directed him to pay Stormy Daniels to keep quiet about an alleged affair. Parts of Texas and Louisiana bracing for another round of volatile storms, including a high risk for flash flooding tonight and the threat of tornadoes across the South. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Washington County District Attorney will look into possible charges against State Representative Janelle Branchon. The Wisconsin Election Commission accuses her of an illegal scheme to steer $40,000 to Adam Steen, who ran against Assembly Speaker Robin Voss 2 years ago. Four other Wisconsin prosecutors have declined to take the case. Vice President Kamala Harris is back in Wisconsin today. She's courting black voters in Milwaukee. The latest Marquette Law School poll shows only 37% of Wisconsin's black voters say they feel very enthusiastic about voting in November.
If that switch doesn't happen and that enthusiasm gap isn't kind of made up, probably around like Labor Day or so, then I think folks are in trouble.
Democrats.
Yeah.
Community organizer Angela Lang speaking with WYSN-TV's Upfront. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 1490 The Eagle WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Tonight, the La Crosse County Board will meet to consider several items. Up for approval are 10 new ATV-UTV routes, mostly in the southeastern part of the county, an amended ordinance dealing with district lines for county board supervisors, which has to be done according to statute now that the state legislative district boundaries have changed, and a resolution to approve the part of the Mississippi River Trail that will run through La Crosse County. The meeting is tonight. Despite multiple rounds of rain in the past week, this week's drought monitor shows no change to the drought-affected areas in Wisconsin. That's partly because the precipitation deficit over the past year was so steep, according to the monitor. Wisconsin's worst area of drought is centered in the area south of I-90 and west and north of the Wisconsin River. About 8% of the state is in drought, with about 28% considered abnormally dry. 8 months ago, nearly the entire state was in drought. For 1490 The Eagle and lacrosseeagle.com, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
The Packers going prime time again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NFL releasing the regular season schedules, and Green Bay will have 5 games in prime time. First, the season opener in Brazil against the Eagles, then 4 night games in a row against the Dolphins, Lions, Seahawks, and Saints. From Thanksgiving to the Monday before Christmas, baseball, the Brewers just kept hitting home runs yesterday on the way to a 10-2 win over the Pirates in Milwaukee. Contreras, Sanchez, Ortiz, and Sam Frelick, all with home runs. Frelick then talked about watching rookie Jackson Churio hit one 441 feet out of the park.
Yeah, it was great. I think that's the closest I'll ever be to like hitting one myself is, you know, seeing that and feeling like I was in the box. So it was cool to kind of see that view and see how far a ball went.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy says Churio is getting a great opportunity in Milwaukee.
If maybe he's with the Dodgers, you know, maybe he's not playing in the big leagues yet. You know what I mean? Maybe they wait a year, whatever. But he's lucky he's with this group.
That's the Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy today and still mild with highs in the low 70s. Isolated showers and thunderstorms are possible this afternoon, but otherwise we're going to clear out overnight, giving way to abundant sunshine tomorrow and highs soaring warm. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills.
And on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Siskel and Ebert producer John Davies and meteorologist Brittany Merlot joins the show to discuss tick season. Should be a great show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to the Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Allbush Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Allbaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Allbaugh. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, joined by our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is Thursday, May 16th. 2024, welcome into hour number two of the big show, 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. We are high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square at the old World Headquarters. Great day, Mr. Zommers. Great to have Luke in on a Thursday. Got to cover and hear a little bit of the Vice President, who is in Milwaukee. We're continuing to monitor that speech with D.L. Hughley. And we got to talk a little bit about the Packers schedule as well.
All good stuff, and always good to have Luke. Unfortunate we couldn't have him before, but... you know, you got to spread out the love across the week sometimes.
Got to spread out the love, and I begged him. I got down on bended knee and begged him to stay for one more segment because just as he is walking out of the studio, he goes, you know, we never did get to the thing that was actually grinding my gears. And I said, well, what's that? And he said, well, it involves a cat. And I said, wait, save it, come back on. He said, no, I got to go. And he just, like a cliffhanger, a season-ending cliffhanger, he walked out of the studio with a smile.
Cruel and unusual punishment, I dare say.
So now I'm all ginned up with nervous anticipation for next Tuesday's segment at 12:30. Mark it on your calendar, put it into your Google chat, or whatever it is, and mark it down, 12:30 on Tuesday, Lukester will be in with what's grinding his gears, which involves a cat.
We need the weird animal stories.
Because there is never a bad story when it involves a cat, because cats do crazy things. So I'm looking forward to that. Luke will be in back on Tuesday with the cat story.
Some of our favorite stories that we've heard from listeners involve cats. Like we have Slayer.
Yes, 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 we do. So there's all kinds of things. We'll talk about that on Tuesday. I want to continue on this conversation. I'm going to get to some other newsy stuff in a minute. But I think, as my former teacher, Andy Spies, is fond of saying, sometimes you have to pause and reflect. Pause and reflect. So it's a good time here on a Thursday to pause and reflect on this Green Bay Packers schedule. Now, I know a lot, some people, I don't care about sports, whatever. But again, the Packers, when you travel around the state, they are one of those things that make Wisconsin great. It's one of those things that unify us for the most part. I know there are a couple of, you know, ne'er-do-well Bears and Vikings fans out there, and God love you, but I mean, most of the state is green and gold. I know Trigvy also was very excited about this schedule coming out. So if you'd like to weigh in on the new Green Bay Packers schedule, now's the time. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842.
We have a comment from Jeff Perry.
Yes. Totally off topic, but Senator Ron Johnson looks an awful lot like country legend Eddie Arnold. I messed it up. I'm sorry, Jeff. Yeah, he does. If you look at Eddie Arnold and you look at Ron Johnson, not dissimilar. The weird and wacky, thanks to our ongoing contributor, Jeff Perry. And we love every minute of it, you understand. So the Packers schedule, again, let's get back into it here. The pregame, the ones that don't matter. And there's a lot of talk that next year they may either eliminate the preseason or only have one preseason game and expand the regular season. But they're at Cleveland, at Denver, and then at home against Baltimore for the preseason games that don't matter, the Green Bay Packers this fall. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. If you want to weigh in on the Packers releasing their NFL season schedule, or any of the NFL schedule for that matter, or text us on the Civic Media app as well. So then at, well, it's technically an away game, the Philadelphia Eagles, but it's being played down in Brazil, which I think is kind of cool. Nothing wrong with that. But again, what grinds my gears, that like so many of these sports things now, is only going to be, if you want to watch on TV, only streamed on the Peacock streaming service. Not going to be able to get it on broadcast or cable television. So, I don't know. What do you think, Mr. Zalbers, this is the year I'll be forced? Because this is going to happen a lot, particularly more Badger games this fall. Do you think this will be the year where I'll have to embrace the Peacock?
Well, I think you need to have internet before worrying about that.
That is absolutely true. That's a whole other kettle of fish. Anyway, then on Sunday, September 15th, Indianapolis comes to town. That one's on the Fox. Sunday, September 22nd, at Tennessee on Fox. Sunday, September 29th, at home against the Minnesota Vikings. That's at high noon on CBS. So I got that one on CBS. And then another game next week on CBS as well. Sunday, October 6th at the Los Angeles Rams. That one at 3:25 in the afternoon. Then Sunday, October 13th at the Cardinals, Arizona on Fox. Sunday, October 20th, the Houston Texans on CBS. Sunday, October 27th at Jacksonville. That one on Fox as well. And also at home next week on Sunday, November 3rd, on Fox, the Detroit Lions. Then there's a bye the week of Sunday, November 10th. If you'd like to weigh in on the Packers' new schedule, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or text us on the Civic Media app. November 17th should be kind of cold, a little breezy maybe, on Sunday, November 17th, high noon on Fox. The Chicago Bears, Bear Down Chicago Bears, coming up to Lambeau Field. Then, this is a key game, I think. On Sunday, November 24th, the Sunday before Thanksgiving, is going to be the San Francisco 49ers in an afternoon game, 3:25, local, on Fox. It'll be a big test for the Packers, because San Francisco has been able to take it to the pack, especially in the playoffs lately. So that's a key game. Then they're going to be at home on Thanksgiving. That's fantastic. November 28th. Thanksgiving's late this year, by the way. Miami Dolphins, that one is on NBC. Not the Peacock, but the whole bird, NBC. So look, that's a Sunday night game on NBC for Thanksgiving. That's a, wow, what a way to round out Thanksgiving. Have a great Thanksgiving meal with the family, friends, if you have a Friendsgiving, whatever, and then just sit down and let the turducken do its work and watch the late game on NBC. Then Thursday, December 5th at Detroit, again, only on Prime Video. So that's going to be an Al Michaels, Kirk Herbstreit called game on Prime, Amazon Prime Video, only streamed a Thursday night game. Then Sunday, December 15th at the Seattle Seahawks on NBC. That is a true Sunday night game, 7:20 local time. And this is where I have to make a decision, Mr. Zalbers. Do I fly out to see my youngest godson and Trygve Olsen and go to the Seahawks game?
I think that'd be awesome.
we'll see how much tickets are.
Both, I think that's
both for the plane and for the game. Because now that I got the godson out there, I have accommodations. Well, if you'll let me, I haven't asked yet.
I imagine he would.
Yeah, he has a new apartment. Very, very swanky. He's a bachelor out there, living it up in Seattle. And so if I plead my case, I think he would allow me to bring a sleeping bag. So hotel accommodations, not an issue. It's more about the plane and the game ticket.
How much would you be willing to pay for a ticket to a Packers game?
I've never been to an away Packer game. Have you?
No.
I've only gone to Lambeau Field.
Same here.
Boy, I don't. It's going to depend on what the finances are at that point.
That's fair.
I mean, I'd probably pay for a game ticket a couple hundred bucks for the ticket, and then but here's the deal: I'm not paying $800 for a flight.
Oh no, absolutely not.
I mean, sometimes. I mean, I saw a flight from Chicago to Seattle. Late winter, early spring, it was like $140 round trip.
That's not bad at all.
Now there you got a deal, right? I mean, $100. I mean, you're in probably for the whole thing, you know, for under $500 easily. Now I could save up between now and December and do that. It'd be kind of, I've been to the Seattle field, the stadium, and it's pretty cool. I have to admit, it's in a whole new, they've built it up as a district where the baseball team, the Mariners play as well. So, and Seattle's a cool town. If you've never been there,
I've never been.
It's a fun place to visit. So we shall see. Wouldn't it be great, man? And here's the deal: do I go out on Friday and do the show from Seattle on Friday and Monday, or do I go out over the weekend and then do the show from Seattle on Monday and come back here on Tuesday?
Well, of course, that's entirely up to you.
I think we need to do the show from Seattle. At least one show from Seattle.
That would be very cool.
Yeah. So we'll work on that. Who can we get as guests in Seattle? That'd be fun. Here, Andrew from Maine, listening on WAUK on the app, says, Todd, take your portable studio and do your Monday show from Seattle, then get Civic Media to pay for it. They're sure they'll be fine me going to Seattle and doing the show from Seattle. I'm not sure they'd be fine paying for it.
I don't think so.
I mean, I'd have to get a spectacular guest in order for Civic to pay for it.
It's like Joe Biden's like, sure, I'll be on your show, but only if you meet me in Seattle on Monday morning.
We'd be sleepless in Seattle.
Absolutely.
that's a spectacular idea, Andrew. Maybe we'll run that by Luke next week. And maybe he'll probably say, if I get to go along, sure. And that's
fair
fine.
Point, fair point.
Maybe we just do a big Civic show from Seattle the Monday after the Packer game.
Maybe we just fly everybody in Civic Media up to Seattle.
Rent a plane. All right, then here we go. The Christmas Spectacular, a couple of days before Monday, December 23rd, at home against the Saints. That one's on Monday Night Football on ESPN. Sunday, December 29th, at the Vikings on Fox. And then we round it out, the Green Bay schedule, at home either Saturday or Sunday, January 4th or 5th. That's to be determined. That's a flex game against the Chicago Bears. So there you go. I'm cautiously optimistic. I don't want to do the same thing I did last year with the Wisconsin Badger football team and predict big things. But just looking at this, it's a very doable schedule, in my opinion. So I feel like it's for sure a playoff year. And I think there's a chance, maybe, to go deep into the playoffs this year.
It's the seasons of love.
The seasons of love, indeed. All right, well, we're going to come back and turn it back a little bit more to the newsy side of things. And we're going to tell you more good news for modern man and woman. as my teacher used to say, Ken Lewis. We have good news for modern man and woman. And if you are a consumer, we're going to give you the facts on the Biden history and administration of your finances. Don't go anywhere.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I don't need your rocking chair. Your Geritol or your Medicare. Well, I still got neon in my veins. This gray hair don't mean a thing.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Little George Jones for you on a Thursday afternoon, courtesy of Mr. Zomer. It's 20 past the hour of 1 o'clock now. I'm going to talk here about, it's not about Joe Biden's age. He can still get it done. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But our colleague and friend up in beautiful Wausau from Bull Falls Radio has the great Chad Holmes show. Listen to it. You can download the Civic Media app, even if you don't live in Wausau, and then you can listen to Chad's show up there every morning. I believe 10 to 10. Geez, I should know this off the top of my head.
It's 8 to 10.
8 to 10. Thank you. Sometimes schedules get rearranged, but 8 to 10, you can listen to Chad Holmes up there at Bull Falls Radio, and he has a great observation before we leave the Packers. He said the problem with the Packers Week One. Isn't that it's in Brazil, but that it's on a Friday. First, it was college football. Now the NFL intruding on high school football. I boycott all non-high school football games on Fridays. Absolutely.
That's a good point.
Well said, Chad. Because I was salty about that, too, when college football started intruding on Friday night high school football. And yes, now the NFL is doing it as well. And look, I know there are people, I don't care. I haven't got a kid in high school football. But it's just, I don't know, in Wisconsin, and I think for other places as well, Friday night is a high school football tradition. I know a lot of people that don't have kids in the games, but they still go to support the community. It's kind of a cool thing to go, and you see your friends and neighbors, you have a hot dog and a Coke, and listen to the high school band and watch a high school football game. I agree with Chad Holmes. High school Friday nights should be set aside for high school football. But like everything else, as Jack O'Neill liked to say, it all comes down to the dollar sign. And that's why these other things are impeding on that. Yes, Tony Zimmerman, watching on YouTube, said, didn't that also grind Luke's gears? I think that he had a lot of gears to grind today, by the way. Yeah, we didn't get to all of them, including the cat story.
We'll get to it.
On Tuesday, we'll get to the cat story. All right. So Vice President Harris is in Milwaukee today. And of course, we keep hearing this narrative from the mega Republican side trying to copy Ronald Reagan, who asked in 1980, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? And that was one of the things that connected the people that helped him beat then Democrat Jimmy Carter. But it's just not the same situation in 2024 as it was in 1980. But still, the Trumpster is trying to use this narrative, are you better off than you were 4 years ago, somehow forgetting the fact that 4 years ago in 2020, he was still the president. So, I mean, you know, and remember, Just to jog your memory, I know a lot of people have PTSD in all seriousness, and it kind of blocked it out. In May of 2020, many businesses were shut down, my own included, had a coffee shop here in Madison. 4 years ago, I know this is hard to believe, 4 years ago in May, I was holed up in my apartment, not seeing my friends, not seeing my family. Sometimes kind of concerned if I should even take a walk. That's where we were 4 years ago. Now, a report came out on Tuesday from the Nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, or CBO. It concluded that the goods and services an American household consumed in 2019 were cheaper in 2023 than they were 4 years before. How is that possible, you ask? A lot of talk about, well, the economy and cost of goods. So how is this possible? Well, for all income groups, according to the report from the CBO, it's a nonpartisan congressional budget office. And according to the report, it says for all income groups, the portion of household income required to purchase the same bundle of goods and services declined. Simply put, incomes grew faster than prices over the four-year period. Let me say that again. Incomes have grown faster than prices over the four-year period. So there's that fact. Then there's the fact that the unemployment remains below 4% for a record 27 months. Another fact, 15 million jobs created since President Joe Biden took office. Three out of four of those jobs are recovery from the COVID era. That leaves 3.5 million new jobs created under Biden, according to PolitiFact. PolitiFact also reported that the 80,000 new manufacturing jobs make this the strongest economic recovery in 72 years. Let me say that again. The strongest economic recovery in 72 years. And yet, polling still finds a majority of voters perceiving the economy as, quote, fair or poor, unquote. The divorce between reality and people's beliefs tell us it matters a lot who controls which news stories that reach us. And that is why we are here each and every day. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Jack and Merrimack. Jack, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Well, first thing I want to say is that this is a serious problem that you just covered, which is the media keeps on only giving one side of this, essentially. Republicans, excuse me, the MAGAs, keep on saying, oh, it's terrible. The economy is terrible. You're going to lose your job. The immigrants are going to come in and they're going to steal your jobs and they're going to take college away, you know, and vote and all, you know. And the media, instead of rebutting this stuff, keeps on just letting the Republicans do it.
Right.
That's the first thing that I want to say. But the second thing is this. If you truly are not better off than you were 4 years ago, don't blame the politicians. There are three things that I think that need to be blamed. The first thing is corporate America's strong fighting against unions, the intentional misclassifying people who are employees as gig workers, and fighting every way possible to get cut the amount of money that
Jack, we got one minute. Go ahead, 1 minute.
Okay. The other two things are the flow of money to the very top. There is no trickle down. Mm-hmm. They're just hoarding it. And the third thing is, yes, there's inflation. According to Business Insider and the Wall Street Journal, 2/3 of that caused by corporate price gouging.
Yeah.
They do it because they can.
Agree 100% on all those things, Jack. And the Dow is at record highs today, by the way. Great call from Jack and Merrimack. We'll welcome your calls as well. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. News update and more after this on Civic Media.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Harry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Guaranteed income programs are controversial in some circles, but research shows they're working. They give cash to low-income households with no strings attached. Rachel Barnart is with a nonprofit that facilitates these programs around the country. A study by the Urban Institute looked at how that money is spent in Austin, Texas.
A majority of the cash payments was spent on housing, and we saw an increase in housing stability.
Madison had a privately funded guaranteed income program in 2022 and 23. A Wisconsin emergency room doctor is a recent four-time winner on Jeopardy and headed to the game show's Tournament of Champions. Dr. Amy Hummel's episodes aired in late April and early May. She won $101,000. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 1490 The Eagle WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Amplify Health held a ribbon-cutting ceremony yesterday for its new Gunderson Hospital in Whitehall. The facility, which cost over $50 million, will be referred to as the Tri-County Hospital. It replaces a 64-year-old hospital in the same place. Over half of the energy in the hospital will be renewable as well. Amplify also announced yesterday it was acquiring a former HSHS Prevea clinic in Mondovi, which is about 30 miles away from Whitehall, as the company expands north into the Chippewa Valley. UW La Crosse is receiving $2.8 million in a donation to fund a professorship and two fellowships to support professional staff in science education. Specifically, the fellowships would happen in UWL's River Studies Center, which handles the university's education and research in water science. The professorship would not only include a faculty position, but also funding for research over the summer, which could help in recruiting educators, according to the university.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. When a show becomes a hit, it's easier to get big stars to sign on. Such is the case with Only Murders in the Building, which is about to launch Season 4. Entertainment Weekly reports that a new trailer was released on Tuesday, which showcases all the new faces, which include Melissa McCarthy, Zach Galifianakis, Eva Longoria, Meryl Streep, and Molly Shannon. How's that for star power? It also doesn't hurt that people want to work with comedy legends Steve Martin and Martin Short. And Selena Gomez isn't too shabby either. Only Murders drops on Hulu August 27th. Are you ready for more Terminator? The franchise's latest installment is an episodic animated series set in Tokyo in 1997. Entertainment Weekly reports the show will have more of an emphasis on the horror genre from the first two feature films. Head writer Mattson Tomlin says the series will have all original characters and will take place just before Judgment Day. Episodes for the show will drop August 29th at 3 a.m. You can have the entire season completed by lunchtime. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy today and still mild with highs in the low 70s. Isolated showers and thunderstorms are possible this afternoon, but otherwise we're going to clear out overnight, giving way to abundant sunshine tomorrow and highs soaring warm. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest, Mr. James Causey. One of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
Friday is National Endangered Species Day, so we'll discuss the hostile habitat for a particularly rare species, the moderate Republican politician.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 34 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. Before we get back to this story on Biden and the economy, do have a bit of breaking news to report to you. This is courtesy of Channel 3000, Channel 3, the local CBS affiliate here in Madison. Dateline Janesville, Wisconsin, which is down in Rock County, just south of Madison. According to a report, a welfare check on a person led the Janesville Police Department to briefly evacuate the Janesville School's outdoor lab this afternoon. Police said that the location was 3570 County Road A, was closed for a time for a law enforcement investigation. In a message to parents, the school district of Janesville said some students visiting the school's outdoor laboratory had their field trip cut short. Quote, "While JPD did not believe anyone was in immediate danger because the JPD was conducting a welfare check on an individual, the decision was prudently made to end the field trip early and return all students quickly and safely," keyword safely, "back to the school," said the message to parents. It went on to say, all students and staff, who are out at the Janesville, they call it JSOL, have been safely returned to their schools. All afternoon trips to the site have been canceled. The school district said it was grateful for the quick action by law enforcement. Again, that's coming to us from Channel 3000, the local CBS affiliate here in Madison, Channel 3. Again, a police investigation to a student field trip was cut short in Janesville. Key news coming out of there. They're very thankful for it. That all students and staff on that Janesville field trip are safe and accounted for and back to school at this time. We'll continue to follow this breaking news and bring you all the updates should they become necessary. 36 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. Getting back to this story we were talking about before the break there, that again, you're not going to hear this a lot of places, unfortunately. The good news, and as it turns out, it also is factual. Things such as unemployment remains below 4% for a record 27 months under Joe Biden. 15 million jobs created since Biden took office. 3 out of 4 of those jobs are recovery from the COVID era, and that leaves 3.5 million new jobs under the Biden administration, according to PolitiFact. Also reporting that 800,000 new manufacturing jobs make this the strongest economic recovery in 72 years. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to Cam, listening up in the beautiful municipality of Neenah on WISS Oshkosh Air Support. Appreciate your patience, Cam. Thanks for calling in. What say you?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I am just scrolling through the internet as I listen to you guys, because, I mean, that's just kind of how I spend my lunchtime, right?
And, sure.
I was thinking about how, like, with any of the economy wins and junk that get talked about, I'm happy that jobs get created. I think when I would originally call in to Devil's Advocate Radio sometime, like, summer of last year, as a new caller there, I would bring this up and talk about it more often, but I didn't want to become a complete broken record on there. And I'm not going to hear, but...
we appreciate the call and your listenership, Kim.
Well, thank you. I love your guys' selection of shows, including yours.
Thank you.
I wanted to bring up stuff like rent being so high, and I don't know how I it's one of those things that's like gas, right? Mm-hmm. Where people end up blaming the president for it. They blame the current administration for it. Obviously, it's not up to them. But what can be done about that? Because when those numbers go up, people will end up associating that with, well, it was lower when it was Trump versus Biden, so I'm going to vote for Trump to stop suffocating every single day. You know what I mean?
No, I totally get it. Believe me, renting in Madison, I totally get it. And I appreciate the call. And I think, look, I don't have all the answers, but I think that you hit on it in large part, which is getting factual information out there and realizing, much like gas prices, the president of the United States does not have direct control over rent and housing, and particularly in local municipalities. Part of what, I can't speak to your area in Neenah or the greater Fox Valley area, I can simply say in Madison that rents were already going up even during the Trump administration. As someone who, you know, has rented here quite a while, I can tell you what, but partly what drives up the Madison market, it's the yin and the yang, right? Good and the bad. That Epic, the big healthcare insurance company here in just outside of Madison, Verona, they, for the most part, pay very, very good salaries. Last check, I think the average starting salary at Epic was about $90,000 plus. And I mean, and the average, and this, it may have changed now. This is probably 6-7 years ago. The median age for an Epic worker here in Dane County, 27 years old. That's the median age. It means half the people are less than 27 years old. And God love them, they've worked hard. They've gotten degrees. You have to have great grades or whatever to get hired there. It's a very specialized place. And you're being paid a phenomenal salary. But the thing is, a lot of those young people in their 20s aren't necessarily sure that they want to make Madison their longtime home. So they're not necessarily buying homes in Dane County. They're looking to rent. And where do they want, I mean, and it has improved over the last 5 or 6 years. There's more housing being built in Verona proper. But a lot of these young people in their 20s, they got $90,000 coming in a year, lots of disposable income. They want to be downtown Madison here, where we're at. And so you have these big high-rises being built with luxury apartments. And the average price for a one-bedroom apartment now in Madison, the average price is $1,600. And that's being driven up, not just by Epic, but also, what's the other big company, Mr. Zommers, the cancer research, or not research, but Cologuard place. I can't think of it,
but I know what you're talking about.
And there's also Google has a facility here. There's a tech industries, University Research Park. There are a lot of good paying jobs in Madison and Dane County for specialized degrees. But that drives up the overall price for all housing in Madison. By the way, I think I told this story before. 3-4 weeks ago, just for the fun of it, I went to one of the Veridian is a big home builder here in Madison. I went to one of their new developments and asked, just out of curiosity, what's the cheapest I could get into if I wanted to buy a brand new home in Madison? For the lots on these things, the yard, quote unquote, is about 10 feet either side of the building. Fine. It was about a little over 1,250 square feet. So pretty average to smaller size square footage. In Dane County right now, if you want to build a new home, particularly the Verizon, the entry price for a new two-bedroom home, 1,200 square feet, $425,000. $425,000. That ain't cheap in my book. Oh, thank you for one of our listeners on WMDX, Exact Sciences. I'm listening from there now. Very good. And look, I think Exact Sciences is a phenomenal industry. Their CEO is fantastic, invests, is philanthropic, and invests in the community, and provide, for everything I know, good-paying jobs with benefits. So I'm not angry about people doing well. I'm just saying that when you have a community like this where there are a lot of good-paying jobs, that drives up the housing market. That has more to do with the area than it does anything with Joe Biden. Now you can say, well, you know, the mortgage rates and all that sort of thing are controlled by the federal government. But when it comes to the price of rent, it's kind of what the market is. And I know in Madison here, they've taken steps. They just announced a new affordable housing project on the north side of Madison. And that's great. But, you know, I think it's important, to Cam's point, that we point these things out, how it actually happens. And I get the individual people's lives. You get angry when you can't afford things. I'm the same way. But that ain't because of Joe Biden. And I think when you look at the facts, you know, it's different. So I think it's important to separate the two. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Tom, listening here in Madison. Tom, thanks for calling in. What say you?
You bet. Yeah, great show. I always love the Republicans' idea that a president is responsible for everything in their lives.
Right?
They hate a nanny state, but they love a daddy figure.
But and not to interrupt, Tom, and not to interrupt, but very quickly, but they don't want to give credit when things go well, right? That's the thing that always amazes me. It's like they like to gripe about it, they blame the president when it's bad, but when things go well, that's not his, you know, but go ahead.
Oh, yeah, because basically they're like a daddy figure, and their daddy, when their daddy is responsible, then they get praised. When your other daddy is responsible, someone else's, then they get the blame, you know, especially when it comes to gas prices. I mean, let's face it, if the president actually controls gas prices, gas would be down to $1.50 a gallon every October, It just without fail. It's just so silly.
Yeah, I totally agree. And again, it's a much easier narrative, right, for MAGA folks to blame President Biden. That's easy. It's more difficult to look at the facts and present those, and then even more difficult to get news organizations to talk about it, because you know what? Controversy is more clickbait online and jacks up listenership and viewership. Sometimes the facts are not as politically or entertaining sexy, but it's important, I think, that we stick to the facts. So I appreciate the call, Tom.
Absolutely.
Yep. Thank you. Tom in Madison listening here on WMDX. If you'd like to be like Tom, give us a call, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Going back to Cam from Nina, said I was going to add that I see too many landlords comfortably posting $2,500 to $3,000 rents for townhomes in the Nina area. But to tie it back to President Biden, even if, keyword if, the president was capable of changing those prices, I'm certainly not voting for the failed hotel mogul whose wife doesn't sleep in the same room as him. This is important because it skews his views of how many rooms are needed for families. Well, that's a great point, right? Because, you know, when you don't sleep with your wife because she doesn't want you in the same room, you need more bedrooms, of course. That's a great point, Cam. I'd continue to vote for Biden because he has experience with loss and hardship and never calls people losers for having had experienced that. Ultimately, he's a president for all. Great points, Cam. Really, really great points, and I appreciate you calling in. If you'd like to join with your thoughts, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. And then there's this, courtesy of the Associated Press from today. U.S. stocks are drifting higher today and adding to their record set a day before. The S&P 500 up 0.2% this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was 109 points higher, or 0.3%, at 40,017 this morning. And the NASDAQ Composite was up 0.2%. All three rallied yesterday to set all-time highs. Say that again. All three of those, the Dow, NASDAQ, S&P 500, all up to set record highs yesterday. Walmart alone rose 6.4% after reporting stronger profits for the latest quarter than analysts expected. Like, I get that sometimes these good numbers don't always affect you and I personally as much as we'd like. But when you have Trump going around saying, well, if you reelect Biden, the stock market's going to crash. All the stock market has done under Joe Biden is gone up. And if you're a union person, if you're a teacher, if you have a retirement account, this is absolutely great news for you. Back with more on the other side. It's the Tom Oswald Show for a Thursday. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Progressive presents... 10 things on a plumber's to-do list that are harder than getting a small business insurance quote. Waking up for 5 a.m. plumbing disasters, finding out why water is pouring from the ceiling, replacing a pipe in a home from the 1800s, then dealing with invoices or your awkward apprentice or that really weird smell, and then there's breathing and eating and, of course, clogs. But the easiest thing on any small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you could save on the business insurance that's right for you. Get a quote in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided and serviced by affiliated and third-party insurers.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Eagle 1490 AM.
Welcome back to the Todd Lawball Show on Civic Media. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock, pardon me. At the top of the hour, some national news, weather, sports, and then it's time once again for the award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Every afternoon from 2 until 4, Maggie Dawn brings you great perspective from a lawyer, also just from a great citizen, broadcaster, the Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon from 2 until 4, immediately following our program. Want to bring you, and this has been a great discussion. Appreciate the calls, appreciate the texts on this. Because, again, facts matter. When you talk about the fact that incomes under Joe Biden, the amount of money that you and I are making, and again, I get it, it might not be as much as we want, but according to the Congressional Budget Office, incomes are growing faster than prices over the last four-year period. A record 15 million jobs created since Biden took office. 3.5 of those are new jobs that are not related to COVID. 800,000 new manufacturing jobs make this the strongest economic recovery in 72 years. Thanks, Joe. And that may be why, paired with the history of Trump and Trumpism and MAGAs, that may be why people are saying enough is enough. I've talked to this program before. I was a Republican for 30 years, worked a lot in state and federal government. Left in 2011, left the Republican Party in 2011 over voter suppression issues. But I am not alone. And I think it's important for people all across the state who may be in the same position as me of saying, look, Todd, you know, I'm a little confused here. I don't know what to do. Well, don't take my word for it. Here is a guy from Ohio. This was fantastic. It was on CNN. Going to play it for you in its entirety. If you're someone who's just saying, am I alone out here in questioning this Trump stuff? Maybe it's me. Listen to this great interview from CNN.
Walk me through your political conversion. Was the Trumpification, so to speak, of the Republican Party that straw?
Well, thanks, Lauren, for having me, and thanks for helping tell the story. I spent 20 years within the Republican administration in Shelby County, much of that as chair, I think 7 years as chair. And in 2014, I stepped down as chair voluntarily because I was starting to feel that Tea Party movement that eventually moved into what we now know as the MAGA movement. And I specifically look at Steve King out of Iowa and others who were extremely hard on immigrants. And I was a proponent of good immigration reform. If you remember in 2013, I think we had the Gang of Eight bill in the Senate that did not ever make it because of John Boehner didn't want to bring it up in the House. So that bill that would have really done real good immigration reform failed. So I was a proponent of that. I stepped down as chair at that time, stayed on in leadership, and got up to the 2016 election and begrudgingly voted for Donald Trump. And because I thought, you know what, there's nothing he can do that our institutions and our Congress couldn't fix. But Laura, what's the punchline? Boy, was I wrong. Now, our institutions, of course, they're holding a little rough on the judicial system, I'd say. Mm-hmm. But I never considered that Congress would fold like a cheap lawn chair. So they just folded. And what I found out about the Republican Party right then, that I had given 20 years of my most important possession beyond family, and that was my name, is that the ideals of diplomacy, statesmanship, personal responsibility, compassion for other people wasn't only a lie, it was a damn lie. And so I left the Republican Party, actually over trade, we can talk about that later, Trump's tariffs in 2019, 18 and 19. Became an independent for a while, and then found the Democratic Party and found where I needed to be.
I'm really fascinated by that process, particularly even becoming an independent in the interim and then becoming a Democrat and in a leadership position, no less. And the way you've described it, it didn't come at, you know, a zero cost to you. It came at a cost. You lost dear friends, your job on the Board of Elections. When you reflect 6 years later now, do you have any regrets?
No, I don't. Because now I'm part of a party that looks for solutions for people, that provides solutions for people, and doesn't look for retribution and revenge against individuals. And that's why I'm part of the Democratic Party. So I don't have any regrets. On the losing the friends from the Republican Party, what I found out there is that those were simply friends of proximity, just they wanted to be in proximity to leadership. So that's the bad news. The good news, I saved a whole hell of a lot of money on Christmas cards. So
that was a great line. Saved a whole hell of a lot of money on Christmas cards.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
That is Chris Gibbs, longtime 20-year-plus Republican who went independent, and he himself decided to join the Democratic Party now. But that was on the Laura Coates show on CNN. Look. Not everybody has to do what he did, which is go from being a Republican to the Democratic Party. Maybe you're more in the vein of me, where you just got fed up with this and said, look, I'm smart enough to look in the mirror and say, does this MAGA stuff line up with what I believe? And I know that it's not. So you walk away and you're independent like I am now. Even though I've voted Democratic since I left, I don't belong to a Democratic Party. I don't belong to any party. I think you can look in the mirror and ask yourself, are these values that are being espoused by Trump and the MAGA folks, are these my values? And if you just ask yourself that question, I think you'll probably get the answer. And look, you don't have to have a microphone like I do. You don't have to make a big deal about it. It's how you vote and how you talk to your friends and neighbors. And it doesn't have to be all vitriol and yelling and screaming. Can be maybe this fall, watch one of these great Packer games that we're going to have, except the ones on Peacock, of course. You can listen to it, though, on select stations and civic media. And you just have conversations with people, and you find common ground, or the Packers or the Badgers are going to a quilt show or going to a state park, and having the courage to talk about your own beliefs, not Trump's, not Biden's, not Kennedy's, not anyone else, your own beliefs. And I think as we see repeated today in our calls and our texts, look at the person who has compassion. Look at the person who is not self-aggrandizing. Look at the person who lost members of the family, who knows death and loss. And then look at the person who has a record of accomplishment. Strongest economic recovery in 72 years. And that is under President Joe Biden. Great show. Thank you, Mr. Aaron Zomers. Thank Luke Mathers. See you tomorrow. Stay tuned now for Maggie Dawn Show. Back tomorrow. Until then, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we recombobulate with Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area in hour number two, Zombie Cicadas, coming to a neighborhood near you. Don't miss it.
Matt and Air on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.